Did I discuss Matsuskushi? I didn't discuss Matsuskushi. Okay. So we have a machlekes between Abai and Rabbi. What is Hakel Mar? So both Abai and Rabbi made that it's Mar because, but according to Abai, so it has to be not only Shchita should be Cheo, it has to be Soil Emidakam. According to what Yitzhak Nichnas is not enough. And according to Rabbi, even Yitzhak Nichnas is enough. Because the Rai of Rabbi is from the Mishnah and the Zorik Abi Aynes. So if a Yisrael is Yitzhak Nichnas, so then the Yain is not us. Because since the Yisrael can come in any time, so the Akum is Mirtas. And according to Abaye, what does Abaye do with that Rai? So the answer is, because there it's in connection with the Rabbanon. So in Mele we rely on Mirtas. But here it's a question, of the Raisi. Maybe the Kusi deliberately was Menabil, the Shchite, in order to mislead the Machshir of the Israel. He considered it as a big mitzvah to Machshir of the Israel. So it's the Raisi. So in regard to the Raisi, we don't rely on Mirtas. Now, the Gemara says, the Iko, in the middle of the palate, the Iko mixing it. So the Kind Arzikbu, Arzikbu, Kochaname, Kind Arzikbu, even though she and Rosh, Chloda, Gome, Iko are not spelled out in Teoshi Bersav. All the Torah says it is a Bacht. What does Achtu mean? Maybe the Machtu means you should check on the neck and check it like the way you cut an apple. So there's the Teoshi Bersav. The truso is possible in the veil. But even though it's not spelled out in the Rosh Hashanah, the Kusim accepted it. So that's the machlekes. I don't know whether a Kusi can be relied upon something that is not spelled out in the Torah explicitly. Something that is spelled out in the Torah explicitly. So of course it goes without saying that the Kusi can be relied upon. But something that is not spelled out at all, but they are reputed to observe these halachas. So it's a machlekes. So v'yikom miksivan el kim da'azik u'azik v'chaname kim da'azik u'azik. The Alzik for the Alzik will not exceed it on you. The Tanya Matzah Kusi with that. The Odom Yitzi Boy Yerukhi Bosi Vi Pesach. So the Tanakame says that we're not Cheshish. Maybe the Kusi was Machmizet. And not only is it Muter Kol Yemeza Pesach, but the first night when it has to be Lishumer Lishem Chimutz, I mean Lishematze, Shematze's mitzvah. So the Kusi can still be relied upon. Because this, even though the Torah says, Ushmartem Samatzis, but it's not spelled out what does Ushmartem mean. Maybe Ushmartem means you have to be sure that it didn't ferment. So let's say, if you test it, after, let's say, the Jew left the Esau, and he left it under such circumstances that it could have fermented, unless the Kusi activated it before the 18 minutes the Shiur meal of Chimut expired, and then he came in the soil, and the soil tests it. Now, so there is a way to test it. Rashi mentioned it. So Tanakhama says the Odom Yeitzi Bechivosi
Bepesach. Wait, I'm not sure you understand what does activate mean.
Activate. In other words, a dough, a piece of dough starts fermenting if you leave it idle. But if there is, keep on hitting the dough with the makela, with the hands and everything, so to kolayim kule. it doesn't become chometz, because that's a mechanical preventive. The activation of the dough is mechanical preventive. So after kolayim kulay, let's say, suppose you put the top in the mixer, and you let it roll, let's say in the machine massive makers, roll a whole day, even 2 days, as long as it's not idle, it's constantly being activated by the electric mixer, because it keeps on stirring the kippah, the diesel, as it turns around. So melee, it cannot ferment. Now let's say in the hand massive bakeries, there was a time when I used to watch the hand matzah bakeries, Erev Pesach, Hatzeis, you know, the Hatzidim HaMakpid, to eat dafke for matzah mitzvah, a matzah that is baked, Erev Pesach Hatzeis. Reb Chaim was opposed to it, because Erev Pesach Hatzeis, so then there is a problem. Suppose there is a mashu, so then it doesn't become bottle. If you do it before Pesach, let's say before 10 o'clock, you see, so then it becomes bottle bishishi. And only some Rishonim say, on Pesach it's chesedimia. But most Rishonim paskin, Ramos paskin, this is not chesedimia. But if you do it erev Pesach, so then there's a choshe. Maybe, let's say, you use the same top, and then women wash the top. But it's not a certainty that they wash the top spotless. Many times, so when they wash the top, you could still find certain specks of dough that has already been idle, you know. They keep on baking for several hours. So maybe that's mixed with the rest of the dough, even though there is shishi. So then, according to all the shame, it has to be mashu. So that's why the Bisalevi, before Reb Chaim, so held that you should cannot mix and bake erev Pesach for the Hasidim. So to them, you know, it's a big mitzvah to mix and bake erev Pesach, and then they say Hallel and so on. I mean, it's a whole celebration. So I saw, I mean, that when I remember that Misha Dick in another Rav used to be the mixers in the first Mare, they used to be the mixers. Then, and from the first Mare, so all the Rabbonim, the Oshishive, the Hasidim, they used to eat it. And then the other Mare itself, they left for the Hasidim. So I remember how the women used to mix. And for Mishabi, can the other one, I forgot his name, say, he's a girl. So we disputed, they said, Weiber, 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 Rett nicht, Rett nicht. And the one highest, not for Mishabi. But the other one, when he was mixing the dough, so he used to talk and talk and talk. But his hands were clapping, you know, on the dough. So, but it took him, I counted on the watch, you know, 25 minutes. So I said, why do you talk so much? You tell the Viber not to talk, and you yourself talk. What kind of an example are you saying? Viber, 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 Viber. You know the story about Rabbi Shol Salanter, when Talmidim asked him, watching one bizoya, Erev Pesach, when you bake masses. So he says, not to scream at the Viber, because most of them are harmonious. If you scream at them, so you are either harmonious or sound. But as far as the women in Europe were concerned, it didn't hurt their feelings. They didn't mind that the Rav said, Weiber, Weiber, was like that. They did, I mean, they were insensitive. So anyway, so here, so even if the dough was left idle for an hour, But if the soil comes in and he sees that the door is not chsifutonov and not nasu, zdokim chagovim chagovim, a door when it ferments, when it starts fermenting, so certain grooves and cracks are formed in the door. You see, I mean, there's a way if you watch when a woman is baking challah for Shabbos, so you'll see that after a certain time, when the door is allowed to stay idle, you'll find so many stokim, like hagobim, you know, like hagobim in the some melee, even if it was left idle for an hour. But if the soil comes in and it doesn't see a chsif ponov, in other words, it didn't change its appearance, and anu sadokim chakti chagovim, so then it's smoother. So it's smoother for the other days of Pesach. But you cannot mekayim the mitzvah of matzis mitzvah, unless it's mishum alish in matzis mitzvah. And many rishonim say that every shmor requires improvisation. If I get the sefer, it's not enough that in his heart he's mischave lishimayish or lishimabah or lishimayish, but he has to say at the beginning, but when he starts writing the text of the get, hareini keisef es haget hazeh lishimayish or lishimabah or lishimayish or lishimayish. He doesn't have to keep time repeating it, because kol ha'isi taldas hashemayis. But according to many rishonim, supposedly the sefer, he's the biggest tzaddik in the world, the biggest lama. And he wrote the get, and he didn't say, so the get is possibly right. So in other words, you have to verbalize. So these rishonim say the same thing in regard of matzis mitzvah. It's not enough that it didn't ferment, so it's okay. The other days of Pesach, but you cannot be kind of mitzvah of matzah, because the Torah says, Ushmartem es ha-matzis. Shmartem es ha-matzis. So my question was, that's how I started to discuss all these things. The wise of the economy, the Gemara say, V'yarsik v'le'yarsik, v'yloiksiv v'et ha-noi, v'itayim matzis, kusim ha-teres, v'nitzorim usul Pesach, chablez ra'yisei, v'fishein, v'dikim dukim mitzvahs, v'yisoyl, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Meir, kol mitzvah she'azaku bekusim, havei midak meis mitzvah. So why does the Gemara consider Shimon shematzis mitzvah? In Arzik, loyksiv et all the Torah said, Vishlei Meir, the five things that are the pasul de shvite. So the Torah only says Vizavach. The Gemara, the Torah does not mention but here the Torah says Ushmartim Samatis. The answer is the Torah says Ushmartim Samatis. But without the Kabbalah of Tirash Baal Peh, I could say that Ushmartim Samatis means I have to be sure that it didn't ferment. How can I be sure? Even if I didn't mix it with Shematis Mitzvah. But I tested it and it's Lo Yachsif upon it. And lo nasu bo stokim ki chagovim som melei shmaat mesamatz. So how do we know that the shmaat mesamatz phase does not mean you have to make to be sure that it didn't ferment, but you have to be mechashim the shmaat mesamitzvah, because of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So melei is arzek but lo yiksive, even though the Torah says that Ushmatim Samatis, Tait Samatis Kusimukaras. For the means of Yechavah say, Sarashi says, Mutter Aleichla, Lechashino Lechamri Pesach. That's one thing. They are not Hoshut to eat on Chamri Pesach. But the other means of Yechavah say, Shakosuf Kove Yechivo Lechomatze, Lilo Vishino, Tichsiv Be'arav Techomatis. Yosha Bilochal of Abbas, who come and Pori Achim Gitonim Mutab, she's the Aceable. Because after all, because we rely on the fact that they accepted it. So they accepted everything. Not only the Aloch of Torah Shabbat Peh, that if if it's yachsif upono on asus dogim kechagovim chagovim, so then it becomes chomets. But they also accepted the other halach of the Rosh Hashanah that you have to be mechashiv b'shem atzus mitzvah. Chabrezer says, Osrafu leichl, shem kin and yedin lishem, but you has the kashe. But they accepted it. They accepted it, but they don't know what they accepted, because they are ignorant. So a fatah veil is the fact that they accepted it. They don't know all the minute halachas. You have a Torah Shabbal Peh. In yedin lishem bo'ol hafchi, bin si ol isiduk, because the Gemara in Tzochim, there is a machleket between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Meir, if it's a chsif uponov, even though no cracks are formed, it's already chometz. Chsif uponov, that the color of the surface of the dough changed. Like kesef, you know. It becomes yellow, you see. Like this, the dough is not yellow. Though it's white, but after it starts fermenting, so then it assumes a yellow appearance. That's a chsifu. So according to Rav Meir, if the chsifu ponon is already chomets, not chomets bamo or chomets nukshe, but it's also echel. According to Rav Yude, when does it become chomets? If cracks appear in the dough. But nechsiv ponov is not enough. Lafkin b'tzio v'siduk, v'nechsiv ponov lo yechsiv ponov. So that's a limit of Rameh. So the Gemara says, Homama, kusim uteres. Vodom Yitzchak was with Pesach, pshite. Mao le temel kpe b'shimu, komashmelo. Pshite di yeitze, kibim uteres. Mao le temel apal gab b'pshikala. Dole nechol achmitz. Muteras Bachile Miul, so they are only scrupulous in regard to fermentation, but not they don't know the Aloch of Shimu. Miulipkiye Biho the Boyaneve Shimu Shimatze Shomitz Vichim Drovid Boshimu Loinafkinimbo Mildavam Pmochen Tzekishovin Haboyim Lufanenu Kedim Shofovin. We run in usually Hachmitz because we tested it. It's not a chsif uponov. So then it's mudavachile called Mea Pesach. But you cannot use it the first night of Pesach for the kium esef ve'arach tichlo matzis. Uvil somimau v'treisimem uvil vat sheyichol kazay smatz machin ve'rabezer isaf v'lechle lachan echlo ve'rabezer isaf v'shimgit. Kosova loyp kia bishim loydasina. So this Rashi says the girl say Kosova loyp kia bishim or Rav Lezer. That's in our text too. So Rashi says that is not the correct girl. Loydasina b'taymi mishum chimus uman dior, because the expression loyp kia bishim would apply only to matz mitzvah, but not to the show in Mea Pesach. And the blessing is Eisea to eat it even the show in Mea Pesach. So in other words, they are not even bucky to guard it against fermentation. Yesh before Shim, the blessing Eisea lots of your loss in Pesach. The love meal say, Shein ze losh nisa. Because the first night of Pesach is not Shayach Isa. He's not the kind of nisa. It's not Shayach Isa. Is Mivali crazy mehem, even of the dough that were mixed and kneaded by going, as long as he tests it and he sees it's lo yachsif uponov. But at the end he has to eat one kazais that was guarded l'shei matzis mitzvah. Now in the union of l'shei matzis mitzvah, there is also the tour in Rahai mentions today's a machlekes between the Rosh and the Rashbo. The Rashbo shita is that the lishmo of Matzis Mitzvah only requires that he should mix it l'shein shima mechimus. In other words, according to the day that you have to verbalize it, so the time when you mix it all, for matzmus you have to say, hareini eiseze l'shein mazis mitzvah l'shein chimus mazis mitzvah. And he called it shimo mechimus l'shein mazis mitzvah. Not shimo mechimus. Shimo mechimus so can be done, it can be determined even after the mixing, before the baking, by taking a look at it, whether it's a chzif upon or not a chzif upon, whether it's they are stuck in the dough or not. The Roshi is, no, it requires that the maise of the kneading, the mixing, should be done l'shem ma'aseh mitzvah. So according to the Rosh, the lishmo of Pesach is the same thing like the lishmo of Get and the lishmo of Kosher. Maybe there is a Tuber Chai Hilchas Pesach. There is no. I forgot to bring it. It's not in this Smedrash. Okay. Now, let's see. The Magnishne also mentions the Machlekes Rishen. So Nafkamini is supposed to.
Wait, so you mentioned, what's the 2 days you mentioned? The Rosh.
One day is the Rashba. Yeah. That the Shimu has to be Le Shima Mechimus Rishen Asimitz. You have to watch us against fermentation.
Four months.
So according to the Rashba, if you go, is making the mixing and the kneading. And he saw his image of Gabo, and he says, Hishayim Matzah's mitzvah. So it's all right. But according to the Rosh, it's not shayach to say, Godly Mitzvah of Gabo. Because the maise of kneading and mixing has to be Hishayim Matzah's mitzvah. So what a veil is the fact that the one who is in the soil is in the Gabo. Says l'shem ma'aseh mitzvah, the one who does the mixing does it al das asim. And even if you teach the boy to say l'shem ma'aseh mitzvah, so we say noch rabbeit in nafshi kovit, and he doesn't mean it, he just lip service because he's afraid for his job. That's all. So but according to the Rashba, if the boy does the l'shem and he saw his in the Davov and he says the shame as his mitzvah, so he can be yitze because I smash according to the Rosh, because it's like lishmo baget, lishmo baget. So the Gemara says noch yadait in afikov. So even if he saw him in the Davov and the soil teaches him and the soil says himself the shame abal shemuyishu is still possible eyes. So by this is the same thing.
And his when he does the kneading, yeah, according to the Rosh, it also has to be l'shem shimur mechimutz l'shem matas mitzvah.
No, or more than that. It's the same lishmo as by kochim, as by get. The asiyah has to be l'shem matas mitzvah. And if he nochi does it, and he soils is in the gabo, and he says l'shem matas mitzvah. So then it's, you cannot be tired, the mitzvah of the Arav Techumatz.
You mentioned that even the first night you can eat matzah that's not shmura matzah, as long as you eat a kezias of shmura matzah.
That's right. That's a price in shock.
But I thought the first night you should only eat shmur matzah.
That's a homework, but it's the same. Some don't eat all Pesach, anything but shmur. I don't eat anything but shmur. That's
a homework. What's the basis for that?
The Rambam teaches. Tanakame, so ignore as the Kashe, Kapshin Gamliel, Haina Tanakame. He can deny the Xibel Azik. Suppose he's a reverse, it's Kosu, but there is no definite Hazok. It doesn't mean Leazik, but that they are reputed not to be serious. And then, of course, it can be lied about. But Xibel Azik means it's spelled out in the Torah. But there is no definite reputation in regard to the Kusi. So the Nekamis of a Kidney Dixibe, I forgot Leazikebo, because of Cheskes Kashras. Since Dixibe, so the Kusi has a Cheskes Kashras, just as the soil has a Cheskes Kashras in regard to every Aveir. If it's not ksibe, even though it's azikebo, it's not enough. And the reason that's why Tanakhama says Matas Kusi Mikalakzibosi, because here it is semi-ksiv, because the Torah spells out Usmah Musamat. True, I mean, there is a certain ambiguity in the expression of the Torah Usmah Musamat. But if, in addition to the ksiving, it's also Azgebo, so Mimele, Tanakhama says, and it calmly says that they are reliable. But if it's really ksiv altogether, so then they're not reliable. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, and by matzeh it is ksiv. It's not ksiv, you know, in a full way, but it is ksiv. Some mele, but Shvita is not ksiv altogether. What do we call it? Saves a vachta. It can mean a thousand things with a vachta. You know, it can mean with the kupets on the back of the neck also with a vachta. Some mele, the mandoma, who's in the price, who said that the kusi, if you test it, you give it as ice and it eats, so then the soil can eat of the rest. Is not like Tanakam, it's like a Shimon Gamliel. Because according to a Shimon Gamliel, even if it's not ksiv, but as long as it's Azik, they are reputed to adhere to it, so then they are reliable. Shimon Gamliel Soba, Kim de Azik Azik. All right. Now Taisa says, yeah, Masa Skusim Teres. In Tema, but it goes well, Peter, if you show me that, then being with some meters in the Ezra. In other words, the Xeram Paskusi is not to be equated with the Xeram Pasakum, because the Xeram Pasakum so is based upon Chasmus. The Xeram of Paskusi, if we say Kusi Geram saying so, there is no Yisrachi. But there was a later takon in the Ezra, because they interfered with the being with Amidah, and they denounced, you know, the alien to Keresh. So Mele the Chachomim or Gezer, in the days of Ezra, on the Pass of Kusi. So he says, all right, they are reliable, but how about Pass of Kusi? There is a Gezer. Don't feel in the the lekele may not hang it because he may shame. The exil ben the salayim or yedin, the akoma hosom, the kano at leza, kawaiho paskusi, kaleiho psahazir, with in your name, the kamon, shritaskusi, shritasmin, labis kohavi, fiti paskusi. So the price equates shritasmin and pasmin with paskusi. So that means that even the later generations, the Asa, and you couldn't say only the Kusim Rishim, And then Tesis could have mentioned something else, because Tesis says that the reason as to why the Mandoma and we Paschal again Mandoma, that Kusum Yerem is saying that at the end of their lives the Kusum and Shemim abandoned Abizar. So Melee, the Kusum and Shemim abandoned Abizar, so that the descendants certainly are not the Abizar, except in the Deir Shal Rabam and Rabas, that was in the Deir Amorim after the Mishnah. So Tesis could have mentioned that right, but Tesis didn't want to mention other rites. This rite is enough. The Imer Abitam, the Maya Hoche, the Yisad Yisroel, shows a Kusim Menomat. In other words, if a Goy mixes the dough in the rice soil, so then it's not considered like Paskus. Not only if he does it to a Pasi soil, even if he does it to a Pasi bakery that belongs exclusively to Goyim, but if the Jew turns on the pilot light, so that also disposes of the problem of Pasak.
Good, and listen, if you ask a Goy Shemaid, if you hire a Goy Shemaid,
yeah,
then there's no Shiloh Bishlakum?
No Shiloh Bishlakum. A Bishlakum, so there is a Shiloh, but to the Paschim, most Shemaid say that there is no Shiloh. Except the Sfarding, like the Mechaber, and the Mechaber mentions the days of the Shemi, that if it's the Gabi Bishlakum, but not the Gabi Pasach. Pasach in the Kodim Gabi. Bishlakum is more homo than Pasach.
Yeah.
Pasachum, so we mock him from Pasach, so it's Muta.
That's
and
a
then,
different, you know, Pasachum,
and Pasachum, so it's only Osa Misadini, the Pasachum of a private good. But then it's conducive to him. But Paspolta Shalakum is Muta. Only the Ramo says, I say, I we should be Mach. But Bishlakum doesn't make any difference, because Bishu is more conducive to him than Pas. Why is it so? I don't know. It is obvious. Because Pas is made the same way, doesn't make any difference. You can make fast, special way. It's the same recipe, but visual depends upon the recipe, you know. Some have a better recipe, so it arouses a certain affection towards the goya, you know. I mean, she cooks so well, I mean, delicious fish and delicious meat, so it's conducive to it. Okay.
Wait. So what's the chumra that the Mechaber mentions by Bishlakum?
By Bishlakum, that a Gentile maid, Vershus Akum,
Vershus Yisrael.
Vershus Yisrael.
Is still a
unless the Jew turns on the pilot light. So that's what all the kashas agencies do. I mean, they endorse, you know, all kinds of products that are made by Goyim, but the Mashgiach turns on the pilot light, so he disposes of all the problems.
But the heter of turning on the pilot light, what actually is, why is that mutter? Because
that starts the cooking process.
Right. So
even though you have to, the Goy still has to press the switch that transfers the fire from the pilot light into all the gas ranges, so it's still all right.
So since it starts the process, it's as if the Yisrael has cooked the whole thing?
That's right. V'im teila, v'ich yitzibo, v'shemo, hu v'shoma v'shei, v'atz, doch, doch shidar kudas mirsh. So the Bishvite, the Mishnah requires, according to Abai and Rabbe, that he should test it by giving him kazayis, but by matzeh. So if you give him kazayis, he doesn't think, maybe already he has no time, the kazayis matzeh. And he has another matzah that was nishbal shei matzah mitzvah. But this, what kind of proof do we have that this particular matzah was nishma by the kushi shei matzah mitzvah? The fact that either we do, the achosh don't need it. Yesh lema figen shali ochal hakusi matzi acher es kolalai. So I didn't discuss this taste first before. Now, so we see from this taste first that the Yidah applies not only to Yisroel, but even to Bito Mitzvah too. The Ritvoy Nisuke that the Zion says the reverse. Because there the Gemara in Nisuke mentions the machlekes between Rav Nachman and Adanoi, the noy suke hamuflogeis minaschach dalet vachim. Suppose you have as decorations for the suke things that are possible ischach. Let's say davam kavutume, you know, apples, you know, davam kavutume, or things that are not literally kaki. You can't use them for schach, but suppose you use branches, real schach, and then you hung up apples, you know, or fancy papers, you know, that is not literally kaki, or fancy wedding pictures, you know, from the schach, not on the walls. On the walls there is no problem, but on the schach. And it hangs down, it's suspended, dalit vachim or more, there from the schach. So the question is it, does it pass or it doesn't pass? So all the Amoraim said, at least they said, that discussion. Rav Nachman said it's kosher. Rav Chisda says it's kosher. Now Rav Nachman was a Ben Vais in the home of the Rish Galusi. So on Sukkot, Rav Chisda and Adamoy, who said, no Yisuke, hamuflog is our tzvochen in Asrach, is kosher. Is kosher. Because it's considered like Sukkot HaSukki. And the lower Sukkot, the no Yisuke, in other words, it doesn't mean the Yisuke just in one place. All over the schach, he suspended, you know, apples and all kinds of things that are mekabutum. So it's like Yisuke psulo tachas, Yisuke psheo. Let's say, you make schach, and then you need the schach, you make his ceiling. So it's not kosher. Because he's sitting under a sukkotsur, according to Rav Chisda, according to Rav Nachman, it's not possible. So when Rav Chisda and Adam Roy visited the Rish Galusi, so Rav Nachman put them in a sukkah that had no sukkah, hamuflogis dalatvach, and they ate. So Rav Nachman said, apparently the Rabbonon retracted the perfume. So he said, no, we didn't do that. So why did we eat together? Because an man shluch a mitzvah. And shluch a mitzvah are potter of sukkah. So the ritva in sukkah is the kashe. So the ritva in sukkah is the kashe. What's the raya? The Rav Nachman didn't know that they were shluch a mitzvah. That they were shluch a mitzvah. So here's the kashe. So why this assume that they retracted the Mavriya. So the Ritva says, because Rav Nachman saw not only that they ate in the Tzuki, they made a bracha. Asher Shom Tzisa Vitzivonu, Leishit Asuka. So if they didn't retract, and according to their opinion, it's a Sukkot Psula, so it's like eating in the house, so in Mele, it's a bracha Latom. So the question arises, why the Ritva have to resort to the fact that they made a bracha? Suppose they didn't make a bracha. So, after all, Rav Chisda was the Yisroel kosher, he wouldn't be able to leave. you wouldn't be able to eat that. So Mele, if you put them in such a suke, so it's a raya that, and they sat there and ate without the bar. Let's say he didn't see them eat the bar. He didn't see them eat the bar. So still, it's a good raya that they retracted because it didn't retract. So it meant that Rav Nachman was machshel them to rattle the essay of Vasuka stations with Yom. She was Yom.
Not according to him.
What's that?
Not according to him.
Why not? Not according to him. But the Morin Chum says, Chosli Lizari, the Morin, they list the new Sedosolem. In other words, if I am Zoyer, suppose the Balabais is not Zoyer in the East of Chodesh, the Chutzlots. He relies on the sheets of the Bach. And then somebody who is Zoyer in the East of Chodesh visits him and serves him pass that is Chodesh. Is Chodesh. So then, the Gemara says, Chas v'sholem, that the Yisrael Kosher should be machshel somebody else in something that according to the opinion of the host is muta, but according to the opinion of the guest it's also. So in other words, so there should be a right. And there it mentions that the Gemara in Chum Daf Kif Yudalev. That's the Kushid Aleph from the base. The ninth line from the end of the Amid. Chosli Lizara de Abe Barabe. Abe Barabe. Avoy de Shmuel Abe. Chosli Bonhoi. So Chosli Lizara de Abe Barabe. The least believing leader of Israel. Has to do with another Indian. About not the mat, but it's also a mutter. So the mele, how does the Ritva die from that? That the business why Rav Nachman said that they retracted is because he saw them make a bracha. They didn't retract the bracha l'amor. Maybe they didn't retract. And still it's a riot because if Rav Nachman, if Rav Nachman put them in the tzuke, so then Rav Nachman was machshel them. So it's a riot from the Ritva that when is there an Issa of Litneiveya, if you are Misaiya Deva Avere in something that is also. But if you are Misaiya Deva Avere, nothing like Issa, but Mibito Mitzvah. So then Yerati was here. In plain language, let's say suppose you go to Michas Farim and you buy a talis. And the talis is fossilizes. It's fossilizes. And it's something that a buyer, if it's not ignorant, can determine in 1 minute whether it's fossil or not fossil. So then the seller is not ignorant either. Only when the machshir is misayeh de vaveir and maisisa, but it is not either misayeh de vaveir and maisisa, just the little mitzvah is not either. Right, what's the pshat? Now we find the machlekes Hashem in Gdushin on that question.
I mean, the Ritva says that Rav Nachman knew that they were chozer because they said a bracha.
That's right. Otherwise, he wouldn't know that they were chozer. The question is, why? Even without the bracha. So he thought, he came to the conclusion, to the right conclusion that they were chozer, since he didn't know that they are a mitzvah.
Right.
So because if you want Chazer, so they only battle the essay of a Sukhistinsh expression. So how could they do it?
No, but so that he's the one who would be...
That's right.
So he
but,
had to know...
Amirat Nachman wouldn't be either if neither to Rav Chisde.
Right, so that's why the Ritva says that he had to have known that they were
Chosen. So suppose to be suppose he didn't see that in the Bor. He didn't see them in the Bor. He still had the good raya to do Rav Chisde.
But the raya that they were Chosen couldn't be that he wouldn't be machshil them in Lifnei Iver.
He took out that they wouldn't eat there.
So
that they would know nothing.
So then,